Are you ready to encounter God at a new level? Hi, I am your host, Lois Fulwelling, and I welcome you to A New Level Awaits You podcast. I will provide steps to guide you into your divine assignment and reach greater levels of greatness in the Lord. Come expecting to soar above every obstacle, to reach new levels of anointing and authority, experience spiritual encounters, and walk in greater freedom. Do you believe that you can do great things for the Lord? Do you believe that you can do those great exploits that the Bible talks about? Well, you know, if you don't, then you need a shift in your perspective. Because if we want to go higher, if we want to go to a new level in the Lord, we have to begin taking on a new perspective. And as I was thinking about this, what do you envision around yourself? What is it that you think and believe about yourself? Are you only looking at of all the wrong things, like your incapabilities, what you can do, you don't have, your lack per se? Do you have a smallness in your thinking? Because I know we're getting ready to cross over into bigger things. We're in this season. God is going to be doing and is doing even right now some amazing things. And if we stay in that old mindset, that old small thinking, in the wrong negative pattern of who we are and what we can do, we'll never be able to step into those new things. The imagination center is very, very powerful. And it's the primary part of our creative side. And you know, in this, everything starts there. You know, every idea we have, every thought around what we can do, what we want to do in the future, or what we want to do even today, starts in that creative center of ours. But if we limit that, if we look at that, you know, we'll notice that we never really accomplish a whole lot, do we? We have to maybe get off the couch. We have to get up and stand up and say, I'm going to accomplish this today, or I have this goal today. And we envision what we would like to do. So this isn't all about, you know, the big stuff. It can be even the daily stuff. We have to step out of whatever is being told to us in our minds and step into things that God has for us. And when we do that, it is amazing how we will see what the Lord can do. The Lord has often said to me many, many times, watch and see what I will do. Well, when we watch, what is that? We're looking through it through a lens. And we have to start there because the glory of God creates, it holds this creative power within us to do many, many things. You know, I was thinking about Abraham, and I remember with him and Lot, and they were given this view of all this land. And Abraham looked at Lot and he said, okay, Lot, what do you want? Well, Lot looked out and he saw this lush land. And Lot said, I'll take that. And so Abraham got the lesser of the two properties, didn't he? But what do you notice happened? Abraham went and looked at the property that his land that he was going to get. And I believe because he had this imagination of what all the great and wonderful things that he could do, not just with the land, but on the land, and his mind went to this place of abundance and abundant living. You see, when we see small, when we just live in the smallness of our own minds, in the wrong kind of what I talked about last week, in that poverty mindset, which clouds everything up, instead of in the greatness into the abundant life that God has for us, Wow, God can do many, many things with whatever, can't he? Whatever it is. I want to read to you 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 31. And in it says, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to what? Shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boast in the Lord. Well, I want to boast in the Lord today, because I want to tell you that I would never, ever be doing and experiencing so much of what I have accomplished in this life if it hadn't been for me recognizing and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. But not just sitting there with that. I began to dream. He put dreams in me. He put things in me just as he has you, because we know that even before we were born, all these things are written for us in the Word. He had them all. He knows the beginning from the end. And it's up to us whether we go and tap into it or whether we just put a halt to it. The poverty mindset puts a halt to it, and the negative mindset stops things up. The thoughts of failure and rejection and anger, all of that just puts a stop on everything. I want you to open up your eyes. What are you seeing? What do you know that the Lord wants you to do? Because he chooses people who, you know, it brings us up from very, very negative places sometimes, doesn't he? Or low places in our own mind. And what he does through us and for us, and what we get to do for him is amazing. These great exploits, these great things in the Lord. So today I want you to see what he has for you in the spirit realm. This is all in the spirit realm. Can you just even begin to imagine, to dream, to perceive and see the realms of the possibilities that he has for you? Whatever your circumstances are, he may be taking you out of the darkness of where you are. He may be telling you that these things that you've dreamed about, they're still possible. They're still there. Begin to step out and move out, because I believe that God wants to take you from wherever that spot is, wherever, like he talks about, maybe you're not feeling very wise. Maybe you're feeling even kind of stupid, but he says, listen, you're wise by my standards and I can make you wise. Maybe you're not feeling very influential, and maybe you weren't born out of noble, you know, births, but I'm telling you, God's going to use you in a powerful way. Maybe you feel like you can't speak. You're not smart enough for this business venture maybe that you want. But God will use you to shame the wise. Remember, God will choose the weak things in order to shame the strong. Let's go for it. Want to? Let's prove that God is so much greater in how we go forward. I pray today that you will begin to see in the spirit realm. Ask yourself, what do you see? What do you want to do? I'm going to be talking about that next time. What do you want? But today is, what do you see?
What are you looking at? Because you need to start seeing that all of the resources that God has available for you to accomplish and do. And honestly, I just see amazing things. I sense right now that there is somebody out there that has been in a very dark place, and you believe that God cannot do things anymore through you because of the choices that you have made in your life. Let me tell you, He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He is a heavenly Father that will take you from very lowest places in your life, and He will set your feet on the solid rock of the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. You may feel like you're in a pit, but God is reaching down, and all you have to do is take His hand and accept Him. Invite Him in as your Lord and Savior, and that darkness will start to dissipate. That darkness will start when the light starts shining on you. Oh my goodness, he's gonna show you so many possibilities. So look up to Jesus today. Look up into the heavenlies, and I pray that your image center is opened up, and the clouds and whatever is covering that will take you into that higher ground that has for you. This is our time, folks. This is our time to cross over into the greatness that God has for us. I'm expecting it, and I would love to hear from some of you if you have experienced that and am doing that, because we need to take back this world. Are you agreeing with that? I believe it. Let's keep on going. Let's finish great, and don't quit. God is with you.
I am excited about where God takes you in our journey together. I truly believe great exploits await you. Visit my website, loisvuelling.com, for books, blogs, and messages to reach your new level in the Lord. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, or review the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread the gospel and grow the kingdom of God.